Good morning. High pressure is keeping the weather quiet across interior New York and New England. However, some cloud cover caused by winds blowing some moisture off of Lake Ontario has moved through parts of the region, actually keeping temperatures up into the high teens to around 20, while other locations are settling back into the middle teens early on this Friday morning. The weather will be dry and some sun will come back and mix with cloud cover during the day today, and high temperatures will again be around 32. Overnight tonight, a storm system emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico will hit the Carolina coast and head toward eastern New England. On this track, clouds will be on the increase and some light snow will break out well after midnight from the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and points east into western New England. By tomorrow morning, parts of southern New York and New England will already have an inch or two of snow on the ground as lows drop back into the 20s. During the day tomorrow, as the storm intensifies south and east of Long Island, a steadier and heavier snow will get going, particularly in southeastern New York and most of central and southern New England. The snow will spread into eastern New England during the day and become steady and heavy at times. But for interior New York and New England, most everyone will see between 3 and 6 inches of snow in the lower Hudson Valley and up toward the Connecticut Valley, while further to the north and west in the Catskills, the mid-Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and southern Vermont, 2 to 4 inches of snow will fall. Along the I-88 corridor into the greater Capital District and into central Vermont, dusting up to a couple of inches of snow, with everyone in the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont seeing little, if any, snowfall as this storm tracks along the coast. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the lower 30s. Everyone will dry out with a gusty wind on Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds will stay in the 20s, and then another system will shear off to our south on Monday. We'll see how far north the snow comes into the interior sections of New York and New England to start next week. Highs will be back into the lower 20s with even colder air coming in for the mid part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, as that storm emerges out of the Gulf of Mexico into the deep south and southeastern states, it will bring locally heavy rainfall. Flash flood watches have been issued for parts of the Florida Panhandle into southwestern Georgia. On the northern edge of the system, a wintry mix of snow and sleet is possible from the Tennessee Valley through the southern and central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic states. Winter weather advisories are out from the Smoky Mountains north to New York City in advance of this storm. Further north and east, a winter storm watch has been posted for eastern New England for the potential for 4 to 8 inches of snow from Hartford to the western suburbs of Boston and 6 or more inches of snow from Portsmouth to down east Maine. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility and fog, 2 below zero with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 12, 74% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.30 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid to upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 6.3 inches for the month and 30.8 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 64 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:56 p.m., 9 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow developing before sunrise and lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow developing before sunrise and lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with snow from I-88 south and east into New England. Dry weather in northern New York and New England and highs in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, back into the middle and upper 20s. A chance of light snow, especially south of I-90 Monday, in the lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday around 20, lower 20s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and another chance of snow Thursday with highs in the upper 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.